2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome and thank you for joining us today. I'm Suze and it is my absolute pleasure to be with you for this next hour on Contact Talk Radio, where we're going to talk about flipping the switch. And for those of you who are new to my work, it's a technique called belief repatterning. You all have beliefs. We all do. And some of those beliefs support you and some of those beliefs do not. Rather than trying to find out what the belief is and shifting the belief, what we do is we look at easy ways to flip the switch to help you move from what you don't want to what you do want. And I would be delighted to chat with you today. You can call in toll free 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. I would be delighted to chat with you and either address a question that you might have about the work that you've wondered about from listening to the show or reading my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, or challenges that you're having with your daily practice, whether that be a daily practice in belief repatterning or any other kind of daily spiritual practice. Because we all know that our lives work better when we have a daily spiritual practice of some kind. Now, the one that I suggest that people do is to train their subconscious mind to go to the positive, because I think that'll just make a difference in everything else. But we're going to talk today about some things that you can do to just really shift your mind. Now, if you're listening to this in the archives, today, the day that we're recording it, is the 1st of May. And so when I was thinking about this, I went, oh, May Day, May Day, May Day. We all recognize that. It's something that gets our attention. It is, in fact, an internationally recognized emergency distress signal. Mayday, mayday, mayday. When we hear that, we stop and we pay attention. So as usual, I'm going to flip things around and switch that over and say it's no need to wait until your body sends that big distress signal. It may have already. It may have gone into a mayday and created some kind of a challenge for you, whether that be a broken limb or an intestinal system that doesn't work as well as it might or manifested as some kind of cancer. That's actually how I developed this work, was when my body was in full on mayday distress and I needed to figure out a way to teach myself well. Now, it works amazingly for that. It also works any kind of challenges that you've got in life, whether that be financial, whether that be emotional. I just came off air an hour ago from a teleseminar called Your Mind, Your Money. If you're interested in joining us, you still can. We do record the calls and make them available for people to listen to. And you can ask any questions and have the opportunity to have a reduced rate one-on-one with me around the topic. But what I'm saying is that belief repatterning applies to every area of your life. So wherever you're getting one of those mayday distress signals, belief repatterning works. But here's the cool part. It works even better when you're not in distress. And so if things are going just dandy for you, I'd also love to hear from you, because we can look at how to just make that supersize, to make it flow more easily. So once again, the number is 877-230-3062. And as usual, we're going to begin with some repatterning to help support you in becoming more observant and learning to proactively strengthen that emotional core so that when those truly challenging times come up, you can navigate them much more easily with much more grace and ease and a whole lot less drama. And I can tell you, it is a wonderful place to live when you're navigating the world from that place of inflow, abundance, joy. And it's not just something that people talk about. You actually can live there. Now, I don't really know why I'm expecting you to believe me on this, because I know when I was sitting in the pit, when my life was in challenge, I was just like, oh yeah, that's for everybody else, but that's not, she doesn't know what my life's like. Well, you know what's interesting is that I don't know what your life's like, but I do know how your mind works. And your mind works the same as everybody else's mind. It's wired to bring to the surface those things that we have stored in our subconscious when we need to apply them. And so whatever is coming up for you, if it's supporting you, awesome. Let's keep it and strengthen it. If it doesn't support you, awesome. Let's use it to get something that does support you. So I'm looking forward to having a chat with you, 877-230-3062. But let's dive into this week's musings from the newsletter. If you are not receiving our newsletter, we'd love to have you on our newsletter list. Please know that I'm from Canada, and in Canada, it is illegal to share our list with anyone. And I am a person who abides by the laws. So you give me your email address, it will not be used for anything other than to receive information from my office. So every week I send out what we call the musings, just kind of what I'm thinking about. And I write these, you know, usually the day they go out or the day before they go out. I have a wonderful personal assistant in Crystal, and she puts them all together, makes them look good for me, and is really good, because sometimes they're quite, you know, kind of the last minute I come up with it. But this one I wrote the other day because I was at a presentation a week ago, and one of the gals said, you know, this all makes perfect sense to me. Like, everything that you're talking about makes perfect sense, but I want to know, how do I catch myself when I'm thinking negatively? And you may have asked yourself this question. You might have thought, you know, I get that I should be thinking positive. I understand that that's important, but I just kind of don't notice until I'm so far down the pike that I can't get myself back. How do I catch myself? So I had a wonderful conversation with this gal, whose name happened to be Sue. And I just said, you know, why would you want to catch yourself? And she kind of looked at me because I want to stop doing it. And I said, well, do you like being caught? And she said, no. And I said, well, then why would you want to do something that you don't like? So backing up the conversation, she actually said, I understand intellectually what you're saying, and it all makes sense. But what I want to know is, how do I catch myself? So she got the concept, and likely like you, for sure like me, this is where I was 20 some years ago. I was going, I get that it's important to think positively, but man, when I'm in the pit, it's hard to do. And then I realized that what I wanted to do was train my subconscious mind to do it for me. So if you're asking yourself that question, how do I catch myself? It's not about catching yourself. That question comes from the energy draining side of the line. Those of you who have listened to me before know that I talk about, take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle. Left-hand side, put a down arrow. Right-hand side, put an up arrow. That left-hand side is what drains your energy. The right-hand side with the up arrow was what raises your energy. It's not bad or good or evil or wise. It's simply, does it drain my energy or does it raise my energy? And this is not an intellectual question, folks. This question is a spiritual question, an emotional question. Feel into your body, feel into your spirit. Is this lifting you up or is this dragging you down? Simple question. If it's lifting you up, expand it. If it's dragging you down, that's where you want to repattern. So again, it's not about catching yourself. No one wants to get caught doing anything, because especially if we're getting caught, it feels like we're doing something wrong. There's nothing in your life that you are doing wrong. You are doing it perfectly to move you toward what you want to move toward. And if it feels wrong, it's simply there helping you learn something. So rather than catching yourself, belief repatterning is about proactively training your mind to become observational. Notice when what you're doing feels on path and acknowledge it. And notice when what you're doing feels off path. Acknowledge it and then look for what would create a feeling of being more on path. So are you ready to repattern with me? Make sure you've got a big glass of water, pen and a paper so you can jot down some notes. And if that inner critic or inner coach, those little monkeys in your head, start responding, give me a shout and we'll repattern together. Meanwhile, let's start the repatterning process. So it's a 6-stage process, because if we just try to go to, I'm becoming more observant, your monkey's going to say, no, you're not. You're doing the same thing you always did. You just ignored it until it's so big that I have to send out a mayday signal, or something like that. I mean, I don't know if that's how your monkey talks to you, but it's how my monkey talks to me. Not so much anymore, but how it used to talk to me. So let's move through the 6-stage process. The first stage is forgiveness, where we acknowledge what's going on. I forgive myself for believing I have to catch myself doing it wrong so I can correct myself. I forgive myself for believing I have to catch myself doing it wrong so I can correct myself. And breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. I don't like the feeling of being caught. So just reinforce that. I don't like the feeling of being caught. I forgive myself for believing I have to stay there. I don't like the feeling of being caught. Forgive myself for believing I have to stay there, and breathe it in. Now, people are often asking me, I don't know where to start when I repattern. Well, start with what you're feeling, or start with something that you're saying that's not working for you. Like, how do I catch myself? Okay, that's all I did with this one. And then I looked for what's the opposite of catching myself, and I've decided that it was being observing what supports me and acknowledging it and reinforcing it instead of trying to catch myself. Because, you know, in learning, one of the things that I did when I was a teacher was, and, you know, I know if you're parenting or teaching, you've heard the phrase, catch them doing something right and reinforce it. Much better than to focus on what's wrong, because we know law of attraction, whatever we focus on, we're going to create more of. So why do you want to catch yourself? Why do you want to focus on the mistake? Why would you want to do that? That doesn't make any sense. Don't ask those questions. They're crazy making questions. Instead, what's the opposite of that feeling? So let's give ourselves permission to experience the opposite of catching ourselves, which would be observe and support. Okay. I give myself permission to observe what supports me, acknowledge and reinforce it. I give myself permission to observe what supports me, acknowledge and reinforce it. Okay, and breathe that in. I like the feeling of acknowledgement, and I give myself permission to have more of it. I like the feeling of acknowledgement, and I give myself permission to have more of it. And breathe that in. Now, if your monkey's coming up and saying that you don't deserve it, or you don't know how, or any of those kinds of questions, that's the time to pick up the phone and give us a shout. 877-230-3062, or fire off an email to radio@beliefrepatterning, or even better, put it on my Facebook page, the Suze Casey author page. You can tell which one that is because I'm holding a copy of the book in my hand. The other Suze Casey page is my personal page, and if you want to go there, you can, but it's really intended for my friends and family and my travels and those kinds of things. And this kind of work is on the Suze Casey author page. So if you have a question, pop it there and I will answer it. I can catch myself or observe and acknowledge. So this is the choice stage where we're going to put the two feelings together. I can catch myself or I can observe and acknowledge. I choose to become more observational. I choose to become more observational, and breathe that in. Now, at this choice stage, you're really feeling into the difference between catching yourself making a mistake or becoming observational and acknowledging. Which one feels better? Well, door number two, observing and acknowledging, feels way better. And we know that that's how children learn. Catch them doing something good and then reinforce it, okay? Notice doing them something good and reinforce it is how I'd like to phrase that. So I choose to notice what works for me and expand it. Let's try that. I choose to notice what works for me and expand it. You can even do the I choose to notice what's not working for me and dissolve it by by acknowledging something that does. I choose to notice what's not working for me and dissolve it by noticing something that does. And breathe that in. How's that feeling in your body? The breath work is so important when you're repatterning. It serves a number of functions. One of the functions that the breath work serves is to connect body, mind, and spirit, giving that direct connection back and forth. It also allows some time for integration of what you said. You're really listening to it, and you know how it feels when somebody really listens to you, when you feel heard, when you feel understood. Well, it's important for you to feel heard and understood by you. So that's the time where you can really listen in and feel that, okay? And another reason that that breathing is so important is that we are building neural pathways when we repattern, when we're doing these statements, when we're learning, anytime we're learning, we're building new neural pathways. And new neural pathways require three things to be built. Number one, water. Number two, and it's not necessarily in this order, oxygen. And number three, protein. So those are the three things that you really need to build neural pathways. Oxygen, water, protein. So we do the deep breathing so that you get the extra oxygen. If you find yourself yawning when you're repatterning or after the show or after you've had a session with one of the practitioners or been on one of our courses, that's normal because you're building new neural pathways. And basically the brain is saying, bring in more oxygen. Okay? So that's what that's about. So that's that choice stage. Now we breathe all the way through. I just wanted to sit at the choice stage for a little moment and let it sink in. And my apologies, that's my phone ringing in the background. I forgot to turn the ringer off today. I choose to notice, observe, and acknowledge. I choose to notice, observe, and acknowledge. Okay, so let's move then to the freedom stage. And the freedom stage is really about trying it on for size. Now, the way that we learn is through repetition and emotion. And so you'll notice that the statements are quite similar, but they change up a little bit and the emotion of them increases each time, and it increases on the upside of the line. I freely observe and acknowledge what supports me, and it increases. I freely observe and acknowledge what supports me, and it increases, and breathe it in and let it go. I'm free to observe and acknowledge myself. I'm free to observe and acknowledge myself. And you could even add then, and it feels. So you'll notice that this is, we haven't really named a feeling in this repatterning. We're just talking about an action or a way of being. I'm free to observe and acknowledge what supports me. It increases, and I feel like being empowered. I feel calm. I feel peaceful. Whatever it is, however you feel when that happens. So then we're going to move to in an affirmation, which is where you then find an example. Okay, so I completed my taxes on time. I observe and acknowledge this accomplishment. So rather than just do, which so many of us get caught up in, focus on the being. How does it feel when you complete something? Acknowledge it, celebrate it. So think of something that you did that is an accomplishment. It doesn't have to be a huge accomplishment. It might be I tidied my desk, or it might be I went out for a walk today. And state it as a statement. So I, and then say, I observe and acknowledge this accomplishment. Put a big smile on your face and breathe in. Okay. And you can give yourself more than one example. So another thing, let me think. I brought my inbox down by 250 emails this week, and that feels awesome. I acknowledge that accomplishment. Okay. And you can hear how my energy raises. That's a true one. And it was just like, wow, it feels really good to do that. Now my monkey goes into, yeah, but it gets back up there so fast. I forgive myself for believing I need to focus on that. I like when I receive email. I give myself permission to move through and delete the email that doesn't apply to me with ease. That's an accomplishment. I choose to do that. That makes me feel awesome and peaceful. I'm free to do that with ease every day. I am moving through that inbox with ease and grace and creating the space for what I need. That's an accomplishment. See, what I'm doing is I'm noticing what I'm doing and reinforcing it instead of going, oh yeah, but there's still nearly 1,000 in November. You can focus on whichever side of the line you wish to focus on. And I'm choosing to focus on the one that supports me. And that's what belief repatterning helps you do. So now let's just go to that final surrender statement where we claim that as our own. I am becoming more observant, and by acknowledging myself, I am increasing my awareness. I am becoming more observant, and by acknowledging myself, I am increasing my awareness. So we're going to go to a break here pretty quickly, but when we do, I'm going to suggest that you take a look at some of your accomplishments and how you might acknowledge yourself for them. And so being proactive about focusing on what's working for you is way more effective than trying to catch yourself at doing the things that are wrong. When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about how you can reinforce that and how you can become more observational. And as usual, I'm going to give you a quick try this on practice that you can put into your day every day in a simple and easy way so that you can flip the switch with ease. I'm Suze Casey. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Have a great break. Bye for now.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My grand used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. And I just had a very funny thing happen. And what that was that I had the chat box in the wrong place. And I was thinking, wow, nobody's phoned in today. So I apologize, Pat, for keeping you hanging for so long. Welcome, welcome. Are you there?
Hi, Suze.
Oh, so good to speak with you. So you are in Wisconsin?
Yes.
And are you a Pat that I know?
Yes, I'm a big belief repatterner, Suze.
Okay, great. I got you now. I'm recognizing your voice. So thank you so much for your patience. So I'm going to forgive myself for believing that it was silly for me to not have that have that chat box in the right place, because I was feeling when Kiara came on at the break and she said, "Are you not seeing the callers?" And I went, "Oh, I have it in the wrong spot." So I can feel silly, or I can feel, how would I rather feel than silly? I would just feel confident. So I can feel silly, or I can feel confident. I'm choosing to feel confident. So how can I support you today, Pat? I just needed to do a little repattern around that myself.
Oh, I understand. Believe me. I have been, thanks to belief repatterning, I've been able to navigate some things very well recently, and I'm grateful. Sometimes, as belief repatterning does, it helps the subconscious mind do it for me, and I've been finding that's happened. And
nice.
I've had some, I know, it's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's like, thank you. I love when that happens. It's just like, yay. It's like bonus rounds.
I know. I just can't believe it sometimes. How did this happen? It's so great. As a part of this, Suze, and part of hanging out with some really cool people, I have been speaking my truth more and coming into myself. And I've had some, it's a nice way of putting it, opportunities to speak my truth more. And it's uncomfortable at times, and I'm always glad I did. And so I'm choosing to think of these challenges, interpersonal challenges, as opportunities to speak my truth and be empowered. Also, I've been listening to the past radio shows on Contact Talk Radio that you've done, including one today about strengthening my personal foundation. Mm-hmm. And I think I need to take that further, Suze, because some things have not manifested yet for me. And you said on that show, Strengthening Your Personal Foundation, that if it's not manifested, my personal foundation isn't strong enough for it. So I was wondering if you could help me strengthen my personal foundation.
I absolutely can. And it's a totally in line question with what today's topic is, because that acknowledgement place, okay, it's that place of acknowledgement will reinforce, will, like, if you will, rebar in what's there. Because often what happens, like you said, you were saying, you know, I've had some really wonderful things happen, and sometimes my subconscious is doing it for me, and you kept going, and I went, isn't that awesome? Don't you love when that happens? It's like, yes, bonus rounds. Okay, so what I was doing was acknowledging and being that inner coach, because so often what happens is we gloss over things that are going well instead of going, wow, I rock. Well done. Fabulous. That was yay. Okay. And that's going to help get that personal foundation stronger. So what happens is that if you think about like a foundation on a building, you've got like the rocks in place, but you want to put the mortar in between to keep it really solid. And that's what acknowledgement does. Okay. And gratitude will be the same thing. So acknowledgement, gratitude, I recognize they aren't the same thing, but they both will provide that kind of stick the foundation together stuff. So let's think about what you want to create and what the feeling of it would be.
All right. There are a number of things I want to create, but I guess the overarching one would be, it's all connected. There's freedom, there's empowerment, there's self-expression and clarity, and I don't know which one to choose.
You know what? You can do any of them that you want. So I'm going to suggest empowerment, because that's the word that you used earlier. Okay.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to use that one. We're going to acknowledge, and we're going to give gratitude for your empowerment. Does that make sense?
That sounds good.
Okay. So here's one of the things that's also happening, and this is just a little sidebar piece of information. You've taught yourself that you feel empowered when there's crises and you have the opportunity to speak your truth.
Yes.
Right? So what do you have to do? You have to keep creating more crises so you can keep practicing it.
Good point.
Okay, but you recognize it, right? It's like, oh, gosh, yes, I have to keep being hungry so I can keep learning to cook. Okay,
yeah.
So that's because you have not really solidified that empowerment in, so that it's like click. It's there, but it's not click. Right? Because if it was click, then that personal foundation would feel very strong. So let's go with that one. Yeah?
Very good. I like that one.
I forgive myself for believing I need to create situations so I can speak my truth and feel empowered.
I forgive myself for believing I need to create situations so I can speak my truth and feel empowered.
Okay. I forgive myself for believing that it's hard to speak my truth and feel empowered in ordinary circumstances.
I forgive myself for believing it's hard to speak my truth and feel empowered in ordinary circumstances.
I've been doing it.
I've been doing it.
And I forgive myself for believing it's not important to acknowledge it.
And I forgive myself for believing it's not important to acknowledge it.
Okay, breathe that in. So you've raised kids. You've also taught kids. Kids will do great stuff. But if you never acknowledge it, what happens?
They quit doing it.
Ah! Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're all that mm-hmm. way. It's kind of like, you know, I remember being a little kid and my mom saying something to me and me looking at her. And I was about 6 or 7. And I said, you only notice when I do bad stuff. You never notice all the times I do it good. And I stormed out. Right?
Yeah. Good for you for doing that.
Well, I'm not sure that I really would have wanted me as a 6-year-old in my life. But, you know, I remember really clearly that moment. And it sticks with me. And it's like, okay, so where am I not acknowledging myself? Because I don't want my inner gal to go storming off being upset or hurt. So I give myself permission to acknowledge when I speak my truth and celebrate.
I give myself permission to acknowledge when I speak my truth and celebrate it.
I give myself permission to strengthen my personal foundation by celebrating my empowerment.
I give myself permission to strengthen my personal foundation by celebrating my empowerment.
Okay, so people who are listening, this is not about taking out the front page of your local newspaper and saying, I am empowered. It's not about that. Okay. But so Pat, what's one way through your study of belief repatterning that you've learned that you can acknowledge and celebrate?
I can write it in my journal, an example of how I empowered myself.
Perfect. I choose to write in my journal how I've empowered myself.
I choose to write in my journal how I've empowered myself.
That feels
solid.
There you go. Breathe it in. I want a solid foundation. That brings me solidness. I'm free to do it.
I want a solid foundation. That brings me solidness. I'm free to do it.
Don't worry about making up words. It's the feeling you're going, I get that solidness is probably not a word, but you know what we were talking about. It's like, boof.
Yes.
Okay, I don't even know how to spell boof, but that's the feeling you want to have it click in. Okay, monkeys are okay?
Monkeys are good. I've been yawning quite a lot, which is a good sign, I think.
I noticed that. So why is the yawning happening, Pat?
Because I need oxygen to create the new neural pathways, and the neural pathways are wanting to be created, and the oxygen's helping them do that.
Ding! You win. Absolutely. Perfect. That's fantastic. It's so fun, you know, when I have a new client because they'll be yawning, they'll be apologizing. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I understand. And oftentimes when I'm working with a client one-on-one, I'll start to yawn. And one of the things that I do right before the show is I down a huge, big, almost a liter of water, and I have some protein, really solid protein, because I know that if I do those two things and then I'm doing my breathing, that I won't be yawning on air. Because oftentimes when I'm working with clients, I yawn like crazy. And you probably noticed that when I was in a course with you or a seminar, you may have noticed that I yawn. But yeah. I try not to do it on air when we're doing the radio show because it's our body's way of going, bring in more oxygen. I'm building a neural pathway. So yay, that's wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
So I am free to acknowledge myself just like Suze is right now.
I am free to acknowledge myself just as Suze is right now.
Okay, breathe that in. I'm free to have my inner coach learn how to acknowledge me easily.
I'm free to
have my
inner coach learn mm-hmm. how to acknowledge me easily.
Ah, there we go. Breathe that one in. That helps build a strong foundation.
That helps build a strong foundation.
Okay, breathe that in. And I'll have a sip of water.
Okay, got it.
What's your monkey have to say?
My monkey is just wondering, I know how to get the feeling, but and then after I do that, how do I take the action? Am I covering the action? Is it enough just to feel empowered? Will it help me as I take action?
Okay, so let's go back and think about kids. When you acknowledge them and they feel good, what happens with action?
They are confident. They raise their hands. They're happy. They take action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're on the right side of the line, the upside of the line. When we're on the upside of the line, we have access to our creative mind. Focus on creative, okay? We have access to our creativity. We have access to our ability to do. And when people are saying, I don't know what to do, my answer is focus on how you want to
feel.
Yeah, how you want to feel, how you want to be. You're a human being and not a human doing. So the action comes from the feeling first. I feel happy, therefore I can go and skip. Now, I get that you can skip and help make yourself feel happy. That works too. But you have to really think about that. But if you just like look around. So what right now, when you look around your environment where you're sitting right now, what brings that feeling of empowerment to you?
My environment right now is my little dog who's sitting right behind me.
Okay.
Is the best thing in the room right now.
Okay. And is your little dog empowered?
He is. He's Mr. Happy, and he's sensitive, and he loves people. He's full of love.
Mm-hmm. And how does he show that he's an empowered being? Does he get fed every day?
Yeah, he asks for what he wants. And he's authentic at all times.
Perfect. What's his first name?
Elmo.
I am so grateful to Elmo. He reminds me how easy it is to be empowered and ask for what he needs.
I am so grateful to Elmo. He is empowered and authentic, and I'm grateful to him because he asks for what he needs.
He doesn't wait until there's a crisis.
He doesn't wait until there's a crisis.
He just asks for what he needs in an empowering way.
He just asks for what he needs in an empowering way. He rings that little bell and we let him outside.
Uh-huh, there we go. Okay. All right. So what we've done is we've made a conscious link between empowerment and Elmo. Now you see Elmo a lot and your subconscious mind is now equating Elmo with empowerment.
Awesome.
Okay, so you're going to reinforce that personal foundation in you. Now, I'm not saying act like your dog, okay? Mm-hmm. But what you want to do is find things that are everyday things and tie the emotion that you want to feel to that everyday thing so that it'll reinforce it for you, even when you don't think. So you don't have to sit there and go, Elmo empowering, Elmo empowering, Elmo empowering. That'll drive you nuts. Okay, but what will happen is that you'll notice, like you said, he just rings that little bell and we let him out. He asks for what he needs. He doesn't wait until he's like, you know, got his legs crossed 16 times over and bursting. He's figured it out that if he lets you know enough time that it's all calm and fine, he doesn't have to raise his voice and ring the bell 27 times and do circles around and yap, and he just rings the bell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I recognize that I've been waiting for crises moments to practice speaking my truth.
I realize I'd been waiting for crises moments to practice speaking my truth.
I am free to now acknowledge when I'm speaking my truth and feeling empowered.
I am free to now acknowledge speaking my truth and feeling empowered.
That builds my personal foundation.
That builds my personal foundation.
And strengthens it.
And strengthens it.
How's that?
It feels really good.
Nice. Nice, nice. Okay, so just to recap, what did we do here?
We started with forgiveness, went to freedom, and we patterned and created a neural pathway for me to, every time I see my dog, to feel empowered and that I am speaking my truth, and to now I'm going to be looking for everyday examples to do that so I don't have to wait till there's a crisis.
Right. And I'm reinforcing it with everyday simple examples. Lovely. Nice work. Good job.
Thank you so much. I love the acknowledgement, Suze. We all need that, and I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to give you one way of acknowledging yourself, and I probably have mentioned this on the show before, but it's my favorite, favorite way of self-acknowledging. And you work at a school, right?
Yes, I do.
Show this to at least 3 kids tomorrow who really need more acknowledgement. Okay, will you do that for me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And anybody else that's listening, you know, pass this one along to somebody that you know could use a little more acknowledgement. And just tell them that this is what you're practicing, and you invite them to practice it too. Okay? Not do this because you need to acknowledge. You don't want to be going that way. You want to just say, you know what? I realize that I need more acknowledgement, and I was looking for it from others, and now I'm giving it to myself. And here's a way I do it. So put your right hand up in the air like you've got the right answer to the question. You know, that when kids get all excited, they put their hand up. Okay. And put up as high as you can. Reach as high as you can. Stretch it just that little bit further. And then bend your elbow. And you'll find when you bend your elbow that your hand is patting your back. Feel that?
Yes.
Okay. So feel that little sparkly thing that happens. That's called acknowledging yourself. Okay, now, here's the thing that's really cool about this, is you can do it without anybody noticing. So let's practice it again. Hand right up in the right hand up in the air as far as you can. Just stretch it a little bit like you're taking a stretch because you just kind of need a little stretch. And then just drop your hand, bend the elbow, drop the hand, and just let it kind of go over the top of your back and then just kind of slide off your shoulder and then just sit there looking like it's normal, like you weren't patting yourself on the back. See how you got the little tingle?
Yeah.
Super easy.
I had a little tingle.
Yep. Awesome way of acknowledging yourself. So when you're in a staff meeting and somebody, you know, comes up with the brilliant idea that you came up with 6.5 months ago and nobody noticed and they all thought it was dumb, and somebody else comes up with that same idea and you're sitting there and your critic and your head is going, well, you didn't listen to me when I did it. Reach your arm up, because what you're needing is a little bit of acknowledgement. Just reach your arm up. Look like you're having a little bit of a stretch. Kind of just bend the elbow, put it on your shoulder. And you'll get that little tingle, and it'll dissolve all of that energy.
Fabulous.
Okay. Quick little try that on practice. It's really a fun one and super easy to do. And do pass it along to kids, because I think that everyone needs more acknowledgement. When we give ourselves self-acknowledgement, we know that then we open up those receptor cells to receive it from others where it may have always been there and we just couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Perfect. I so appreciate and value you calling in, Pat. And what I'm going to do is we've already got your email. So I'm going to ask you if you could just fire off an email to me and just say, can you remind Rita to send me the upcoming seminars? And we will make sure that you have a seminar of your choice, because you've been phoning in a bunch. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it does me a world of good, Suze. It's getting better all the time. So thank
you.
Well,
good.
So much.
And it's so nice, because what happens is that people listening can hear somebody real. So when did belief repatterning first come into your awareness?
When you started 2 years ago at Hay House. And
okay.
I listen to you every week, and I've been listening to you every week since.
Oh, well, I have such a big treat for you, because guess what I'm doing?
I want to know.
An audio recording of the book.
I needed that so badly. I can listen to you all the time. I need it in the morning. It has really helped me so much to listen at home. Now I'll be able to listen to you in my car. Fabulous.
Nice. So I'm expecting that's going to be out probably in July, because here's what happened. I had the whole thing recorded except about the last two chapters, left it on hold instead of turning it off because I wasn't confident about how to run the equipment. And it took, it was about 12 hours over a week that I was doing this. I had to go to town. I thought, it'll be fine. I'll be back tomorrow. As long as there's not a power outage, it'll be fine. Went as far as to check online to see if there was going to be any storms come in. No storms. I thought, fine, perfect. Off I go up to Banff for the overnight, up to the mountains. Nice, relaxing, unplugged time. Come home, and guess what? We had an hour-long power outage, and it was all gone. And I went, well, I guess I just needed a dress rehearsal. I'm in the process of reading it again, and it'll be just a really, just like the radio show is, just really, you know, authentic, and you'll hear me turning the pages and bumping the mic every once in a while, and it's not a slick studio thing. It's more about like me sitting in the living room with you in a comfy chair reading it aloud to you. So that's what we're doing, and there'll be a few sidebar things, you know, like here's an update on Lila and that kind of stuff, you know. So just a little bit of additional info. So that's going to be ready in the summertime. And just keep reading the newsletter and you'll find out about it.
I will buy it, Suze. Gratefully.
All right. Perfect. Well, you take good care and we will talk to you when it works. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. So we're going to get to Diane, who's also been waiting a long time. But just before we do, I just want to reinforce a little bit of what we just did. So when I was teaching and in my parenting, I learned to focus on what was right and reinforce it. And that's when kids really begin to shine. So use the skill with yourself and watch your light brighten, your ease and joy increase, and your life unfold in delightful ways, regardless of what is happening around you. So then I had a picture of the crocuses, because the crocuses remind me, in the midst of all of the dead grass from last year, despite recurring snow squalls every other day, they bloom. They follow the sun. They show up every spring. So I'm hoping that you can all enjoy this kind of a May day. And on that note, I'm going to say hi to Diane in Edmonton. How are you feeling today, Diane?
Up and down.
Okay. Up and down. And which one do you want to feel more of?
I want to feel more up.
Perfect. Okay. So you said when you were talking to Kara that you feel like you lie to yourself. Is this when you're repatterning, you're feeling like you're lying to yourself?
I made a mask as like kind of like an art therapy last week.
Uh-huh.
And it was like my eyes were closed and I had a big long nose like Pinocchio that I lied to myself because I keep saying I'm going to change or I'm going to do this or that.
Okay.
And I lose my focus and I get distracted and I sort of really didn't like myself in the mask.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I get that. And that's, we'll acknowledge that. But what would be the opposite of feeling like you're lying to yourself? Would it be keeping commitments to yourself, being truthful with yourself, being, having integrity with yourself, being honest with yourself? What's the opposite of the feeling?
I think it's trusting myself to follow through.
Okay. So right-hand side of the page, trusting myself to follow through. Left-hand side of the page, lying to myself with a single line through it and an arrow over to the other side. So before we start the repatterning, Diane, what do you observe and acknowledge about when you have followed through, trusted yourself to follow through?
I feel empowered and strong.
Super. So can you think of a time in the... Nice.
Yeah.
Can you think of a time in the last day where you followed through? Did you go to bed last night?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So I followed through when I went to bed last night. Did you go to bed at a decent time?
No.
Okay, I followed through when I went to bed last night. And tonight, I'll follow through by going to bed at... Because I want to feel empowered.
Okay. Tonight I will.
You don't have to do this one, but I'm just giving you an example.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Only say it if you're going to. Okay. Because otherwise then the monkey says, see, she lied again. Okay. So let's look at something else that you followed through on because you were having challenges. So I just got a goofy example. So something I followed through on in the last day.
I went to a doctor appointment and discussed all the things I wanted to talk about.
Okay, super. I'm so grateful to myself for following through with the doctor today.
I'm so grateful for myself for following through with the doctor today.
Okay, breathe that in. I do know how to follow through.
I do know how to follow through.
Okay, breathe that in. It felt...
It felt comfortable.
Good, breathe that in. It's comfortable when I follow through.
It's comfortable when I follow through.
It's uncomfortable when I lie to myself.
It's uncomfortable when I lie to myself.
I forgive myself for believing I want to feel uncomfortable.
I forgive myself for believing I want to feel uncomfortable.
Breathe that in and let me know what your monkeys have to say.
They kind of like feel relieved.
Okay. I give myself permission. What's on the right-hand side of your page?
Yeah.
I give myself permission to?
I give myself permission to follow through and take actions.
Okay. That support me.
That support me.
Good. Breathe it in. So what we're using is the affirmation stage here to just keep leveraging. And we're just popping it in sooner than waiting for it. Okay, so where's another time that you followed through in the last day or two?
I followed through with my Get Active Challenge and walked 5,000 steps.
Good on me.
Good on me.
Breathe it in. Breathe it in. And then use the thing that I was talking about with Pat. Put your right hand up in the air. Stretch it a little bit further. Bend your elbow and give yourself a pat on the back. I walked 5,000 steps. Not 5,000 miles. God, you'd be exhausted. I walked 5,000 steps. Just say that. I walked 5,000 steps. Okay, are you there? I think, can you hear me there? Ah, okay. Well, we seem to have lost her, so we're just going to continue, and I'm going to believe that Diane can hear me, and we'll just, okay, so I walked 5,000 steps, and that feels like following through on a commitment that I made to myself. I know how to do that. Breathe that in. So you would use your own example. People who are listening, use your own example, okay? So then you put the two feelings together. I can lie to myself, or I can follow through. It feels way better when I follow through. I choose to follow through. I'm free to acknowledge all the times I have followed through today and expand on that tomorrow. I'm free to focus on all the times I have followed through today and expand on that tomorrow and breathe that in. Okay, Diane, did you hear the last little bit there?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so we only have about a minute left. So let's just, I'm free to expand my ability to follow through.
I'm free to expand my ability to follow through.
And the way I expand it is by focusing on it and acknowledging it.
And the way I expand it is by focusing on it and acknowledging it.
Okay, and breathe that in. So before the break, I said, you know, take a look at things that you've accomplished and what you can acknowledge. So did you follow through and clean up the dishes? Did you follow through and make the phone call you said you were going to make? Did you, you know, whatever examples you have, they can just be small ones. I'm learning to acknowledge and celebrate my accomplishments.
I'm learning to acknowledge and celebrate my accomplishments.
Especially the times I follow through.
Especially the times I follow through.
And that dissolves the feeling that I'm lying to myself.
And that dissolves the feelings that I'm lying to myself.
Okay, breathe that in. Monkey okay with that?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. I really appreciate, number one, you calling in. Number two, you hanging on for so long. Number three, calling back again. And I love you. Love you.
I don't know. I was patting myself on the back and leaned on my cell phone and cut off, I think. I don't know what happened.
Well, that's okay. You were patting yourself on the back and that's what matters. Okay. So
okay.
Thanks so much for calling in. We're just at the end of our hour here today. And so I hope that you've got a couple of ideas on how to not have to wait until you're in a crisis to notice what's going on. Next week, I'll be back. And the topic next week is, when will I ever get there? Until then, know you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. This is Suze Casey reminding you, and you've been listening to Flipping the Switch on CTR. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Explore skiing in BC this winter.
Hello, Edmonton. It's Michael J. from beautiful Big White Ski Resort here in Kelowna, British Columbia. And have I got a deal for you. Hop on WestJet, fly out to Big White Ski Resort, and I'm going to give you your same-day lift ticket for free. That's right, free. And in January, you can stay on mountain, plus I'll give you a lift ticket for $146. All the details online at bigwhite.com.
Super natural, British Columbia.